guess who's back? Well, you don't have to guess because by pressing play, you already know. I want to sincerely thank each of you for continuing on in this journey of Majored in Me. Every like, subscription, share, and monetary donation were sincerely appreciated and propelled me forward to create this new season of the show. Again, thanks. Before you start the episode, allow me to remind you that it's the fall of 2007 and Tristan is now in his second year at Hamilton University. So Tristan has a little more adulting experience under his belt. But trust and believe he's still fumbling his way through adulthood. All right, enough chit-chat. Enjoy the episode. Ma'am, the early application deadline is November 15th, and the regular deadline is... The regular deadline is January 10th. You're welcome. Have a good day. Damn, I don't care if it's only been 2 hours. This is ridiculous. Two more Tylenol? Here we go. I hope these finally work.
Hey, Tristan, you good?
Even if my stomach didn't feel like it had been kicked in by a horse and I was able to take a decent shit, what makes Chance think I would be good given the way the Beta Brothers have been treating me over the past several weeks? Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I saw you taking some pain meds or something.
It's nothing. I'm fine.
Well, if you're taking it because of everything that's been going on, try using ice.
Yeah, I'll have to try that.
Yeah, you might want to try it when you get off because I'm not going to lie. Tonight will be rough.
Why is he giving me a warning? He's never given me a heads up about any of the other awful nights. Which means tonight is going to be a nightmare. I don't know how much more of this pledging shit I can take. Thanks for the heads up.
Of course, man. So when do you get off?
Actually, right now. It's 3 o'clock.
Cool. Well, you're looking extra rough today, so try taking a nap if you have time, and please get something to eat.
I hope I'm not side-eyeing the hell out of Chance right now, because he knows damn well him and his henchmen are the reason I look rough. And time for a nap? I've got a whole paper I've got to try and knock out before tomorrow. And eat? The only thing I want is a good old pink stuff. Noted. I'll see you later.
See ya.
I can't believe the strength it takes to be so fake with Chance in public. Pretending like everything is all good between us when he represents the enemy. I wonder if the word enemy is too harsh. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and Medgar Evers are widely taught to be heroes of the civil rights movement in classrooms throughout the United States. And while these individuals are in fact heroes, people like Malcolm X and leaders of the Black Panther Party are often mislabeled as radicals and detractors of the movement in these same whitewashed history courses. Oof. Too much for this paper? Nah, it's enough. I'll leave it in. Damn, how did I forget to call him back? Hey, Jordan. Before you say anything, let me apologize for not calling you back. It's been a long day and my brain... Actually, no excuses. I'm just sorry.
Appreciate the apology, big bro. You good. But you can make it up to me by saying you take us this weekend.
I don't know why I just didn't tell him I couldn't go up front. I mean, I'm not even supposed to be hanging out in public like that. And going to Howard's Yard Fest is too much of a risk to be seen. With my luck, I'd go and my dusty looking ass would be caught by Randy or one of the other big brothers. So, unfortunately, Jordan, I'll have to make it up to you in another way because I can't go to homecoming.
Aw, damn, really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay, I guess. But since Mom and Dad won't let me and CJ go by ourselves, I'm gonna try and ask Alana.
Oh, so you have a good alternative then?
I don't know about that. She's never met CJ before, so I know it'll be awkward. Plus, she's bossier than you. She'll probably just be like a real chaperone.
It probably won't be as bad as you think.
Yeah, we'll see. I just don't get to see CJ that often, and I don't want Alana ruining my weekend.
Try and be positive about the situation. By the way, I'm proud of you for not trying to sneak up there this time and hang out with a guy who's too damn old for you.
Oh, you got jokes. Can you at least make it up to me by taking me to the mall or dinner soon?
I can do that. Hopefully really soon. I'll explain then why I've been so busy lately.
Man, bet. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. Man, I hope I didn't lie to that boy and that this pledging stuff really is over soon. I want to hang out with my brother like normal. Huh, like normal. Funny that he and I didn't even have a relationship for real about a year ago. And there goes another distraction.
Tell me, have you seen him?
Really?
Tell me, have you seen him?
I haven't seen you in almost a week, and this is what you decide to go with?
If the song fits.
Fair enough. How are you?
I'm good, stranger.
Don't do that. You know what's been going on.
I do, but that doesn't mean you haven't been MIA.
True.
How you been holding up? Have you, you know...
If you mean pooped, then the answer is no. And I've drank a bottle and a half of Pepto-Bismol.
Friend, this is starting to sound real unhealthy. I don't know why you just don't go to the doctor.
Because I'll probably be on the toilet in the next day or whatever. It's no big deal. She has no idea how much I'm actually trying to believe that. But the more I think about whatever is going on with me, the more it scares me. But I just can't go there right now. In fact, let me just change the topic. So, how are things with your new boyfriend?
Well, first off, I see you trying to change the topic. But just know I need you to be more proactive about your health, besides pain meds and the Pepto. And secondly, Nathan is not my boyfriend yet, but things between us are good. Really good.
I'm glad to hear that. You deserve to be happy. Now, it's been a minute since you started seeing him. What are you two waiting on to make this thing official?
I mean, we've talked about it, and he wants to officially call me his girlfriend, but I don't know about taking that step.
What don't you know? I mean, you like him, right?
Of course I do. I just... well...
Denise, this guy's not Jason. Give Nathan the benefit of the doubt to be better, to treat you better.
Okay, Dr. Phil, I hear you.
Call me what you want, as long as you listen to me.
Yeah.
Ugh, beta. These folks are driving me fucking crazy. What does Randy want now?
I know what that face means. I'll see myself out. But on a final note, go to the damn doctor.
Noted.
Greetings, big brother.
Look, all Gavin told me is that we better be on point tonight because they're supposed to be beta brothers we've never seen before.
Damn! That's the last thing I want to see. How the fuck are we supposed to build brotherly relationships with these people when all they do is yell at us for some dumbass shit and whoop our asses?
David raises a good question. I've asked myself that on more than one occasion.
I hear you, David, but my uncle is close with his profiles that plays Tim, and he got it worse.
Man, Kendrick, respectfully, I don't care about your uncle and who he's close to right now. This is about us being disrespected into a brotherhood.
Hey, yo, David, I get you're frustrated and all, but you need to watch it about my uncle.
Man, chill. I said respectfully.
Kendrick's uncle aside, David is right. In fact, why are we still putting up with this pledging shit? We know that the Beta headquarters already cashed our membership fee checks. Sounds like we are officially betas to me.
Whoa, I'm pretty sure that's not how this works.
Forget that. You take my money, then I'm a member. And shit, all this studying of beta in the chapter we've been doing, we probably know more about the fraternity than Chance and all the big brothers anyway.
I know what Lamont said isn't fully accurate, and yet it sounds so logical.
So, Lamont, what you trying to do?
I say, if they don't make us betas by the end of the night, I call up some of my cousins, and we all make it real clear that the four of us are beta men, and there's not a damn thing anyone can do about it.
Yo, I'm with it. Kendrick, you down?
Am I down? Down for what? Are you too serious?
I know I am. Man, Tristan, you've been quiet. What do you think? You're supposed to be the leader of this line.
What is happening right now? They are literally talking about some makeshift coup. How would that even work? Could it even work? And relying on Lamont's cousins for backup? If the stories he told me about his family are true, they are crazy as hell, and things could go left real quick. On the other hand, I am so sick of pledging.
Well?
But look at Kendrick's face. It's practically begging me to be the voice of reason. All right, y'all. I think we should. Ah!
Yo, you good?
Yeah, I'm fine. I stubbed my toe earlier and just feeling a little bit.
Well, that was a quick lie.
Oh, okay. So, is Lamont calling his cousins or not?
Look, guys, let's table that and just try to make it through the night for now. What you and Lamont are talking about wouldn't happen until after tonight anyway, so let's just see what happens.
All right.
Cool. Now we're almost at the front door. Let's pull it together.
Man, fuck that shit!
Calling my cousins tonight!
Man, I'm mad like y'all, but can y'all stop yelling out here? You know we're in these white suburbs and they'll call the police on our asses.
Okay, but you should be angrier than us. When you step behind Kendrick to prevent him from getting hit, that one crazy shithead lit your ass up.
David ain't lying. My ass is still on fire right now. And yet my stomach hurts so damn bad that it trumps even that pain. Look, y'all, I am angry, but I'm just focused on getting back to my room.
Well, since we're talking about it, why did you sacrifice yourself for me?
I'm my brother's keeper. He kept singling you out all night, and as our leader, I had to do something.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Wait a minute. What is that look on Kendrick's face? I haven't seen that look in a while. But you better stop it before Dave and Lamont peep it.
Ugh. Tristan.
I'll be fine. I just gotta get to my bed and lay down.
Well, here's the car.
My stomach. Ah!
Tristan! David! Lamont, help me get him in the car.
Hey, Tavion Scott here. I appreciate you for listening. If you're a fan of what you hear, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you're feeling generous, send a monetary gift my way. All right, until next time.